We're learning the Chav Gimel increases, and we're starting in the middle of the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Says, Chatichas Chelev v'chatichas Chulin. You have in front of you a piece of Chelev and a piece of Chulin. Ochel Achas Mehem. The person ate one of these two Chatichas, either the Chelev or the Chulin. Ochel Achas Mehem. Ve'inedeh Ezevem Ochel. He's not sure which one he ate. Simple case. This case may be Oshem Tali. He brings an Oshem Tali because he's not sure if he ate the Chelev or the Chulin. Let's say the same person ate one piece, then ate the next piece. Maybe chatas, he brings a chatas, because for sure ate chelev, it's not a suffix anymore. One of these pieces are chelev, he for sure ate chelev, so he brings a chatas. Let's say, you have here one piece chulin, one piece chelev, right? One person ate the first piece. Another person came and ate the second piece. Zem may be oshem tali, zem may be oshem tali. So the Tanakhama here says that each guy brings the awesome tali because each guy has a suffix if he ate chelev or not. So each one brings the awesome tali. Even though you know for sure, between both of them, they for sure did a aveira, but since each one is a suffix, so they bring awesome tali. Rav Shimon Eimer, we had a similar thing earlier in the Mishnah from Rav Shimon. Shimon Eimer, Shneya Mivi and Chatas Achas. They both get together. They know for sure one of them did a aveira, so they bring him a chatas with Tanai. He says, if it was you, it's your chatas. If it was me, it's my chatas. And they don't have to bring awesome tali. He's bring one chatas, and they for sure covered. Two people can bring a chatas, and pashas the reason is because you have to know for sure you did a chait. You can't bring a chatas masafik, and even and together you can make a shutfis on it. It has to be each guy has it knows for sure he's chayav a chatas to be able to bring a chatas. Rabbi Yosi argues, and what does Rabbi Yosi hold? What do you do, Taka? Probably bring awesome tali. So we'll see the Gemara will talk about that. Next case in the Mishnah. Chatichas chelev chatichas kodesh. Here you have two chatichas, one's chelev, one's kodesh. In this case, anyone you're going to eat, you're sure doing an iser. Either you're doing me'ila or you're having oivet iser chelev. So here you have chatichas chelev chatichas kodesh. Ochel achas mehem, eat one of them. Ve'eni adeyez me'ochel. You're not sure which one you ate. So what do? Maybe oshem tali. You bring oshem tali. Because even though you know for sure you did a aveira, but you're not sure which aveira it was. So you can't bring a carbon of that. So here you bring oshem tali until you know for sure what you did. That's the Tanakhama. So that's, yeah. Ochal es hashniya. Let's say the same person ate the second one. So now everything's vaday. Maybe chatos v'oshem vaday. He brings a v'shua chatos because he v'shua ate chelev. And he brings a v'shua me'ilo because he v'shua ate the kodesh. Ochal echados harishoyno. One person ate the first piece. Remember, there's a sofik chelev and a sofik kodesh. So ochal echados harishoyno. Ovo echad v'ochal es hashniya. One person ate the one piece. And the next person came along and ate the next piece. Zem may be awesome tali, zem may be awesome tali. That's what Tanakhama says. Then each one brings awesome tali because they're not sure which one what they did. First guy's not sure if he ate chelev or kodesh, and the second guy's not sure if he ate chelev or kodesh. Therefore, they bring awesome tali. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, shneiem aviyem chatas v'asham. They could bring b'tanai a chatas and asham. You know, one of them for sure is chayav chatas, one for sure is chayav asham. So they bring two and they just make a tanai. If it's mine, it's mine. If it's yours, it's yours. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, shneiem aviyem chatas v'asham echad. Two people don't do that.
Why not?
Same reason, like I said before, that you can't bring, unless you know for sure you did a chet, you can't bring meshutvis any carbon. We had this ramei, third time we had this ramei already.
Yeah, but here it's different.
Though, why?
They're not making a tag, they're not sure
whose is what. So each guy can't bring a vade. Reuven can't bring a vade chatas. Yeah. Reuven doesn't know for sure he's chayav chatas, and Shimon doesn't know if chayav shor asham. It might be the other way around, so therefore it's the same thing, yeah. Next case. Chatichas chelev. Chatichas chelev kodesh. One you have chatichas chelev. The other piece is a chatichas chelev that's kodesh. So both have issa chelev for sure on it. So you're sure issa chelev, and one of them is kodesh. We're not sure which one it is. So ochel achas mehem. You ate one of them. Ve'eini yedeya, and you don't know eizem em ochel. Which one you ate? Maybe chatos. So here you bring a chatos. Why? Because you're sure you ate chelev. Bring a chatos. What about the suffix asham, suffix kodesh? This Tanakhama holds. You don't bring asham tali on a suffix kodesh. That's this Tanakhama holds. Rav Akiva Imer, af asham tali. Besides each one bringing a chatas, they each bring asham tali also. It means the Tanakhama says no asham tali because no asham tali on me'ila. But Rav Akiva says af asham tali. Ochel es hashniya. Let's say the same person ate the second once. Now he's chayav for sure. Two chatois and one asham. He did it two alamas. Maybe shnei chatois for asham vaday. And he brings the asham. Ochel echad reshoina. Remember, we're talking about here a chatichas chelev and a chatichas chelev kodesh. We're not sure which one's which. So achal echad as a rishayin. Now one person ate the first one, or ba achar, and someone else came achal shni ate the second one. So they each bring a shua chatas. Zem mevi chatas. Zem mevi chatas. I bring the oshem tali on the kodesh. We go on according to the kama that you don't bring the oshem tali on the ila. Rabbi Kiva Imer, zev zem mevi an oshem tali. You add on oshem tali to the chatas. Rabbi Shimon Imer, zem mevi chatas, zev mevi chatas. They each bring a chatas, and then they can bring the oshem v'tanai v'shnai mevi an oshem echad, and they bring v'tanai oshem. So they save themselves oshem tali. They each bring a chatas, and the oshem they bring v'tanai. If it was me, wait the kodesh, it's my oshem. If it's you, it's your oshem. I can't bring Asham. So again, Rabbi Yisrael hold like the Olam HaDiyamim that you should bring a Chatas, and Asham Tali is Tali Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. So nothing more about it, the last case in the Mishnah. Chatichas Chelev v'chatichas Chelev Noisa. Here you have, each one is Chelev, so you know if Shur did a Chelev, and one of them is Noisa, which is its own Chiev Chatas. So Ocha Achas Mehem, many days of achal, eat one of them, you know what you ate. So maybe chatos for osm tali. You bring a chatos for sure, because you sure ate chelev, and osm tali because maybe you ate nicer. Achal is a shnei, eat the second one, maybe gimel chatois, bring three chatois, each chelev, and for the nicer. Achal, achas, rishay, no, one person ate the first one, va'achal, va'achal, shnei, ate the second one, this is talking about my chelev, and my chelev that's nicer. So we're not sure which one is which. So then maybe chatos for osm tali, then maybe chatos for osm tali. And here it's a kuliyama, you have an oshem tali, right? Because it's not talking about me'ila here, it's talking about regular chatas. So here, even Tanakam will agree, you bring a chatas and an oshem tali, not only Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, zem mevi chatas, v'zem mevi chatas. They each bring a chatas. V'shneim v'vim chatas echas. And they bring v'tanai, the third chatas bring v'tanai. You don't have to bring, you save yourself one chatas. Rabbi Yisrael Aymer, kol chatas shibo al chet, ein shneim v'vim moysa. Any chatas comes al chet, where you have to know, you have to be mesvada, you have to know about your chet. So then, you can't bring b'shutves. The reason why Rabbi Yisrael says the lashon now, this is really the same Rabbi Yisrael, the whole Mishnah, he just, the whole lashon, kol chatas shibo al chet, ein shneim v'vim moysa, is really Gemara before, to teach us that chatas ha'oif of yoledes, you could bring b'shutves. And what's the reason? Because chatas ha'oif yoledes is not coming for a chet. It's not really coming for a chet. And therefore, it's really a hechsher, and therefore that can be brought for shutves. But he's saying just a chatas that's bal achet that needs a vidui, that can be brought as a shutves. Ad kan, this beautiful long mishnah. Zok to Gemara vayte. Omalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So this part of the mishnah is going on the second case of the mishnah. The case was chatichas chelev, chatichas chulin, and he ate one. One guy ate one, the other guy ate the other one. So we're not sure if chelev or not. So Rav Meir says, Rav Yaisi says, you can't bring a chatas for shutvis. So it means what does he hold? You bring osham tali. Each one brings osham tali, right? So Gemara says, isn't that exactly like Tana Kama then? Only Rav Nachman, Rav Yaisi chatas hu deloy maisu. In the case of, you know, a piece of chelev and a piece of chulin, and one person ate one, the other person ate the other one, you don't bring a chatas b'shutvis. Chaz lo yimaisu shneim, ha'oshem toli, but oshem toli yimaisu shneim. Oshem toli, they both could bring. They each bring oshem toli. Hainu tanakama, isn't that a tanakama? It's exactly like tanakama. V'chitayma, there's a Rosh Hashir that asks, so why don't we ask the kasha on the Rav Yaisi before? We're not going to get into that now. Hainu tanakama. You're going to tell me that the nafkamina is that Rabbi Yisu will hold. You don't have one Ashim Tali. You're not Chayav Ashim Tali. The second guy's not Chayav Ashim Tali here. You can't bring Chaz together, but the second guy's not Chayav Ashim Tali. You know why? Because the time the second guy ate it, there was only one Chaticha. And he holds that to be Chayav Ashim Tali, you need two Chatichas. Maybe that's Pshat Rabbi Yisu. They each bring Oshem Tali. So it comes out exactly like Tanakama. So what's Rav Yaisi adding on? Omalei, you're right. Hakamash Lon, the man Tanakama, Rav Yaisi. What's the name of the Tanakama? Tanakama is Rav Yaisi. Dr. Maravaita. It says, the case, let's say, the last case, going on the last case. The last case was, there was two chatichas. One was chelev, one was chelev and noisar. And you're not sure which one you ate. So it says that if you ate both of them, what's the halacha? You bring three chatois, right? You bring two chatois for the chalef and one chatois for the noisa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Bring three chatois. Read the Marakasha. Only Rav Nachman, Relays Hinami, Oshem Vadai, the Noiser. You should bring an Oshem Vadai of Noiser. Why? The Kaidashu. Noiser is also Hektish. So if it's Hektish also, you should bring an Oshem Elis also. So it should be a fourth thing. It should be three Chatois and one Oshem Vadai. Omalei, the less Beishava Pruta. Here, the Noiser, the case is, it wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. It wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. There's no Me'ilah on it. Only to Mechayiv Me'ilah. What? Chat is going to do a Shava Pruta. Chat is Chayiv Noisa. If you need a Kazai, it's a Noisa. A man is worth nothing, you still Chayiv Chatas. Or Chaylev, you Chayiv Chatas. Me'ilah is stealing from Hekdesh. Me'ilah is stealing from Hekdesh. That needs a Shava Pruta. That needs a Shava Pruta.
You know, you have a bunch of things.
Okay. Omalei, less be Shava Pruta. Break the Marva Makara, the Ispe Shava Pruta Askinon. Till now we're talking about a Shava Pruta. The Ktani Oshem Vada. It says before that if you ate Chatiches Chelev and Chatiches Chelev Kodesh, the loch is to bring Oshem Vada. So you see, we're talking about a Shava Pruta. So why all of a sudden here we're not talking about a Shava Pruta? Like, what's going on here? Until now we're talking about Oshem Vada. Omalei, so he said to him, no, ahicha ticha the la loyisu have a shava pruta. That chaticha that was not noisar is worth a pruta. So Pasha the Gemara thought now they meant to say is that noisar is not worth any money. You know why? Because noisar is also bahana. So what? It's also they can't use it. Can't use it. Exactly, it's not worth anything. That's what the Gemara thought. So he's saying the noisar can't be chayim ilo because it's not worth anything. Break the Gemara, but we have a first of Mishnah. We learned this you know a few weeks ago. That you well yes oichal achila achas the tani bein noise. So one of the things I noise says you can eat one achila mechayiv five chatois and one asham, I think it was, or four chatois and one asham. And tani bein noise, tani maybe ayah, maybe arba chatois, four chatois for asham echad. And deal with my noise. It says mechayiv asham ilas. So see, first it is possible that noise is worth shav bruto. On Malay, the Gemara says really noise has a value, and the reason is because if you bring it on the mizbeach, it's lo yeridu. So it has a value because it can be brought to on the Mizbeach. So it has a certain type of value. But the nafkamina is that ahi begasa vahi bedaka. What we're going to answer is that the case, if it, the case that he says chayev ha'osho and the noiser, it was a very big piece. It was a very big piece, so it had a value. Masha'inke ba'osho went a small piece, bedaka was one small piece. Or he might say shav, he might say chah, hak might say chama. Or here tomorrow in the winter, it doesn't get spoiled. Here tomorrow might say chama, it gets spoiled, and therefore it's not worth much. So he's saying the case of noisa, it's not worth shavah prut. Is first of all, it's noisa, so it already doesn't have such value. I could bring it on the mizbeach. Here, or a small piece, or a spoiled, and therefore that's the case that it's not worth a shavah prut, and that's why not chayv ashen vada. In a chanami, now a mishta, if this noisa was worth a shavah prut, you would be chayv ashen also besides the three chatois. Zokta Gemara Weiter, it says in our Mishnah that if you ate a chatas chelav and chatas noisar, a chelav noisar, a pizza chelav and a chelav noisar, you can be chayav three chatois, even if you're Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that if two people ate it, they could bring a chatas v'shutvas, but he agrees that you chayav a chatas on the noisar. And the question is, how is noisar chal and chelav? I ate it's a chal and isa. That's going to be the question for Rav Shimon. I'm like Rav Nachman. Me umi amar Rav Shimon Issachal Issa. Does Rav Shimon hold Issachal Issa? But Tanya learned in the Brayis. Rav Shimon Omer Ha'oichon Nevela B'Yom Kippur and Potter. If someone eats Nevela Yom Kippur, it's Potter. Why? Because Yom Kippur is not Chal Nevela. Nevela is already Chal before Yom Kippur because the behemoth is alive. It's still even Nechai. They go straight to Nevela. It's also already before Yom Kippur. So Issa Yom Kippur according to Rav Shimon is not Chal Nevela. Wow. He's Potter if he eats Trefa. Yes. He's chayiv for Yom Kippur. He's chayiv for Yom Kippur, but he's potter. He doesn't bring two chatois. He one chatois. Ein es chalas. Ein es chalas, by the way, means, Majid, not that the veir is not chal. The veir is there. Just you can't get an einish. You can't get another chatas.
Somebody
medically
has to eat
the veir. It's better to eat trade? You're asking them a question. A very good question you're asking. On Shabbos, is it better? Let's say you have a piece of nevela. It's better to eat nevela, or it's better to shech the animal and eat kosher. Because you're tying like this. Nevela is only isalav. And shechita is the raisa on Shabbos. So maybe if the chayla has to eat, just use a piece of nevela. So next time when you learn Hilchos Refuah, you'll see, we speak about that. It's a big shayla. Maisa, really, you should be able to eat nevela. She eat nevela, really. Just the Ramah says an interesting thing. He said the guy's not going to want to eat. Like, good to eat, they're not going to eat. He's not going to be able to keep himself healthy then. So that's why we shecht to him. Because better we shouldn't shecht to him. You give him the Issachal, you should give him the nevela. Very good smack. Okay. The question is, Rav Shimon holds ain isachal isis. So how is noisachal and chelav? Omer Rav Shesh Rav Idi going to akol kulya bechelbo. We're talking about over here. The guy ate a chelav that was attached to the kidney, so the kidney was noisar and the chelav was also. So echanami, it's not isachal isis. Two separate things. The kulya also has an issa. It's called oilin. It means anything that has to be brought on his back is also to eat. So it has an issa already. It's only issa lav. So hechi also issa noisa chayla. How can noisa be chal in it? V'chitem you tell me. Spirit of Shimon. Shimon holds a noisa issa chamru. V'chal issa kal da oilin. And v'chal an issa kal of oilin. Right, the Gemara, it's not true, but a veil of the issa kalhu. The veil is only issa kal. It's not chayv karas. V'yam kpurim the issa chamru. It's chayv karas. Loi kasi issa yam kpurim the chamru v'chal on veila. And we just said yam kippur is not chal on the veila. The kalhu. So shaila is back to the shaila. How is noisar chal on chelav? That's the question. How in the world is noisar chal on chelav? So the Gemara, because you can't say it's a chomer, it's a chal. You can't say that. Elo zok the Gemara, but kachim gal rachman is a chal isa. Saying it's special din by kachim that there's a gzeres a kachim that is a chal isa by kachim. What's a gzeres a kachim? The Thailand and a raisa. Asher l'Hashem. The rabbi is samurim. It says in the pasuk of tuma, someone eats something while he's tuma. It says, "Venefesh is toichel basam zevach ashlam hashel Hashem t'masay lo v'nichrusa hanefeshima ameha." Asher l'Hashem, the rabbi is samurim. It's coming to marav amurim. Amurim, v'amurim koyelav is oilim. It's supposed to go on his back, and now they eat it. And still, it says, "If you eat it when you're tuma, you chay." So you see, a gzeris a kosev that. Issa chal issa by kachim, mechelav also, which is one of the murim. Koyelav issa karis of chelav. It's still the kaasi issa tuma chala, issa tuma is chal on it. So we see from here, we're saying Rabbi Shimon has zeres a kosev that Rabbi Shimon knows that there's zeres a kosev that kachim by kachim we say issa chal ala issa. Zok the Gemara vayta teida shekenu. Maybe you're telling Taina that really, if you hold ain issa chal issa. It's not chal either by this pasuk. Aye, this pasuk says emurim. It's going to the rabbanon, not going to Rav Shimon. It's going to the one that holds einis chal issa. Holds yes, yes, chal issa. How not going to the one that einis chal issa? I'm going to tell you that shekenu. I'll prove you that's true. The Rebbe Svila is chal issa. Rebbe holds only say tam is chal issa. Hani mili. He only holds is chal issa. Hani mili is a chomer or is a kal. Only is a chomer and is a kal. Avol is a kal al is a chomer loy. He holds. Issachal can't be chal on issachomer, and still by kachim, the kachim mele the oma issachal issachomer, not michal. You'll find the issachal, even though it shouldn't be chal, by kachim is different. What? Where do you see that? The issa meila kalhu, issa meila is a kalhu, kalhu, misa. It's only a misa of the shemayim. But issa kachim issachomer, it's a issacharis. Issachom a chorus, but also issa misa chal issa chorus, and you find Rebbe holds that issa misa is chal issa chorus. The Tanya Rebbe Eimer kol chelav lashem, the issa of chelav which is chorus. The Rav is a muri kachim kalam lemeilo. So even the chelav, you know, has issa chelav which is issa chorus. Still kachim kalam of meilo, which is kal is chal on it. Umeilo issa misa v'kol chal issa chelav. This is a chorus. It's chal issa chelav which is chorus. Shema mina v'kachim golikra. We see from here. That by kachim the megalatos that is chal. So what do you see, lemaisa? We're telling you, you see lemaisa over here that we see that even if you hold enes chal issa by kachim it's different. And we're proving it from Rebbe Shita. Proving it from Rebbe Shita. Right, the Gemara of Hatanya. So we're saying Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah is not shver because on kachim is a nice chal on enes chal. Right, the Gemara of Hatanya. Rav Shimon Eimer ain't pigle ba'olim. There's no pigle ba'olim because it can't be chal on olim because ain't es chal issa. Vein oisa ba'olim. No oisa ba'olim. First, Rav Shimon, that's not chal. It's a steer to our Mishnah, really. Elo, you have to say tanoi, you believe Rav Shimon. It's vachlekes tanoi, believe Rav Shimon. The yikad amri v'kachim issa chal issa. Some say that v'kachim you say issa chal issa. The yikad amri v'kachim nami ain't es chal issa. Some say v'kachim ain't es chal issa. Break the Gemara. So what do we do with the pasuk we have before? What do you do with the pasuk Kochel Hashem that says that's Marba Muri Kachim Kalim LeMeila? So you see that Meila is Chal on Chelav. What do you do with that pasuk? Mukum Lo Bvlade Kachim. If you say it's one Bvlade Kachim, a deer, it could be Chal Meila on the Chelav. Why? The Kesari loy kotchim of Yosim hekadoshim. Davar with the Yosim. He holds that the chaylev is chal when it's born, and the kotchim is chal when it's born, and therefore kvi chal meila kotz comes the same time. Therefore, there he's masking that is the chal isa, and that's the possibly marba. That over there we will say that kotchim b'hadad adadik Yosim, and it will be chal. Either possible before Asher Hashem. What's that coming to marba? So Rashi brings down Teres Kadam. It's coming to marba. Lon and Yotze have isa tuma. Lona Yotze, they have an Issa Tumah on it. That's coming to Marba. Those things, even though the Apostle has an Issa Tumah. Hadin Allah, Dam Hashchitah.